me more like thee. Jesus, make me more like thee. Give me a heart that's filled. Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. Let's all stand. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom. I have started for the kingdom. No turning back, I won't turn back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Surely been good to me. Shake somebody's hand. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. You have done what this world could not do. You saved my soul when I was lost. You've surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost. Surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost. Surely been good to me. You have done what this world, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. You have done what this world needs. You fill me with the Holy Ghost. You've surely been good to me. You fill me with the Holy Ghost. Surely been good to me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. do. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. You have done this world. You healed my body, Lord. You healed my body when I was sick. Surely been good to me. You healed my body when I was sick. Surely been good to me. Done that for you. Healed my body when I was sick. Surely been good to me. You have done what this world could not do. Listen to this. Play it. Amen. Shake off that world tonight. Amen. Brother Dale, we'll get ready to change the service here. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Amen. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted. Shining in the light of your glory. Amen. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love.
Amen and amen. I want to see you. Don't you? And good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures where we've been reading in Ephesians, we'll go from Ephesians 2 and then we'll go to Hebrews 4. Ephesians 2, Hebrews 4. Remember, just pray for the sick ones among us and things. And thank God for the part of having an internet that we can, you know, people can view and things without having to come to service when they're sick and things are going wrong. Thank God for that. One of those wonderful opportunities in the last days for us to have. Amen. Now remember that. Remember the fellowship meeting will be at Brother Pageant's on the third Saturday of this month. Keep that in mind. Remember this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. So we appreciate all of the mothers and things and thank God for that. Remember the, to the brothers on the Father's Day weekend now that we'll be going up for a little time on, leaving like we did last time, leaving from here Sunday afternoon and be there Monday and Monday night and Tuesday and, you know, and just try to house some time together fellowshipping. And this time we'll be inside air conditioned buildings instead of being where it was kind of a little hot last time. So just remember that and we pray that the Lord would. We'll do it, okay? Any other announcements? I know I generally wind up and miss something, but anybody, anything? Okay. Ephesians 2. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay, let's go over to Hebrews 4 and verse 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Now, not whacking it out like a heart and you got these parts and a cutting. It's the dividing by revelation or seeing, you know, separating it, making it to where you can understand, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we've been covering that you're saved by grace through faith, hoping that it's dwelled within our hearts and things. We'll try to pick up a few more points along the way, and if you will, by this coming Sunday, read again the future home. We'll try to pick up some parts, because what we want to do is to just break it down to the most simple points that we can talk about, and talk about our own experiences and things that has happened to us, you know, in our experience, in our Christian journey. Because what are we talking about? Say, by grace through faith. It's been a journey. It's a journey of a Christian. You start out and you travel through time. I said you can get that book on the Prince of, what, not Prince. Come on, I missed it. Not Prince of the House of David. The Man's Journey. Right, there you go. Okay. We get all of our heads together and maybe we can come out with it. Okay. Pilgrim's Progress. It's hard to read, but it really, once you break it down and understand what it's saying, it gets very interesting if you'll read it from that point of seeing your life and your journey as a Christian and your walk and your doings and that's what it's made for. All right. Then knowing that we're saved by grace, okay, but it's through faith. So then it's a journey. It never stops. The Christian journey, once it begins, it will never stop. All right? We leave this world. I've always taught you what I believe. I believe we're just getting enough here to be able to understand what's going on there. I don't think it's going to be a dull thing, you know, and we won't know and we won't understand. Now, this is just getting us ready for that day to understand there. Because it'll be a constant journey. The prophet said he would be giving us his message of cheer down through the endless ages. See, after you're already in the future home and the thing. It'll be wonderful. It's not a something that, well, we're going to go there and we're going to play harps and we're going to run around on clouds and do things. No, it's going to be right here. Amen. Right. I like that. That was a thrill to my heart when I first heard the prophet explaining it. And I tell you that when he did explain that simply there in the future home, I had no problems understanding. I'm not saying I understood everything he said. I said I had no problem understanding the point I thought he was trying to get at is to show us, because he said, if you don't get nothing, he said, get the plan of salvation. Well, all right, then, you know, we'll get into Nicodemus and the things more into the message as we go along. But now, you're saved by grace through faith. What is faith? Faith is a revelation. All right? Now, the prophet said, Patmos vision, he says you can't be saved without a revelation. Huh? And he said a revelation, said, what is it? What is it? He said it's faith. Faith is a revelation to you. It's something revealed to you that it's not revealed to everybody else. Now, it is if they're getting their revelation. You understand what I mean? But he can come down right here in the building and contact each and every person sitting here and be individually dealing with each person in a little different manner, but yet still be showing and revealing himself. All right. Now, I want to get this point in, then we'll pick up our thought in the message. Now, see, I know that I've watched in the thoughts and the questions and sometimes the comments. It makes us to think about what's going on. Now, the prophet said, Christ the mystery of God revealed. What is the new birth? All right. Now, see, you ask people, what is the new birth? I shouted. I cried. I done this. I done that. Right? I went to the altar. I was there. I fell under conviction. And all those things are good. But that's not the answer to the question. The question is, the prophet said, what is the new birth? Well, Brother Dale, I don't follow that because I don't understand what you mean by revelation. All right? Now, let's deal with that just a little bit. See, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. All right? Now, the church is built upon a revelation, right? Amen. The gates of hell can't prevail, but we'll be against it, but can't overrun it. All right? Now, so what is a revelation? It's hard to talk to people, and I don't mean this wrong now. I mean it as seriously as I can be. It's hard to talk to children a lot of times about the new birth as the truth of it. Now, if it's just movements and things we do, well, I shouted, I cried, I done this, that, and the other. All of that, that's well and good. But those are after effects. That is not the new birth. That's the baby crying when the baby gets here. Right? Well, what is the new birth? Now, what about a man that could make it and talk about spoken word, original seed. He said the opening of the word is the new birth. You remember we gave those quotes? You say, but Brother Dale, I've never had a revelation. What do you mean? You seem to be putting it upon something. Since I've watched you over the years. You seem to be putting it upon something supernatural realm of the opening of the word. Well, I'm glad you saw that, because that's exactly what I've been trying to do, is to get us to see the opening of the word. Right. Now, do we believe the prophet? He said, what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Then he covers in it, he said, you are part of, on Christ the mystery, you are part of the mystery, and you are to be revealed. Now what about? See, we talk about a revelation of Jesus Christ. He turns right back and talks about him being revealed in us. Well, to me, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like that the prophet was right when he said, you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's well and good. But he says, now has he accepted you? He said, now that's a different thing. Well, you say, well, what do you mean has he accepted me? I accepted him. What else could I do? That's true. Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him. But you know what? If he hadn't believed God, it couldn't have been imputed. It wasn't imputed because of his works. It wasn't imputed because he had this, that, or the other, or the great things. How? It was imputed unto him because he believed God's word. Now, as I said, it's hard to talk to young children a lot of times about the new birth because of the way that we try to present it. But yet, how could it be any more simpler than what the prophet has brought it? It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, Brother Dale, I was sitting at in a pew, and we'll try to review a lot of these later. I was sitting there and I just broke down and started crying and I just started weeping and I started doing and you know, and I got up and I came to the altar and I was prayed for and this and that had happened. All right. Now where's the revelation? You see, I'm going to drive that hard for a few minutes, if nothing else. What is the revelation? Do you remember when you couldn't understand the Trinity? You know, you thought there's three of them. But then through the explaining of the prophet, you came to an understanding of how that is not three gods, not three persons. It's one God revealed in many offices, you know, or things, manifestations. Amen. Is that right? Amen. I ask you again, is that right? Amen. Because you just told me, if you answered that correctly from a heart of understanding, you just told me that God revealed himself to you. Right? You just told me of getting a revelation. You remember when you was in the churches and things, you know, before you, and then you begin to hear the message. And all at once, let me express it like this, to the sisters, it'll be easier to get maybe. And you fought the idea of the hair and the clothes and the, you know, makeups and the things. You fought that, right? You didn't believe that was right, because you'd been taught that it was okay to do those things, right? But one day it came to you that that ain't right. I can remember talking to my wife about it, and I would discuss it with her, because I worked all week long on different night shifts and different things, and a lot of times we'd just, Saturdays was our talking time. And, you know, we'd get to discussing the hair and the clothes and the things. And, I mean, it'd get pretty heated, I guess you'd call it. You know. And, I just couldn't get her to see about the hair. You know, I couldn't. Well, something seemed to tell me, said, you're approaching it wrong. No. You know, if I'm approaching it wrong, I need to change my tactics. Is that the best way you can get out of something? If you're told you're doing it wrong, that means you try to do it some other way. And it said, just leave it alone. Water baptism. We discussed that at length, especially that one. Because she didn't, you know, if I'd asked her not to cut her hair no more, she didn't have no more problems with that. As far as doing it, she done it, you know, because I'd ask her. But then we'd get into it about water baptism. Well, that ain't essential. You know, that's, we'd get to, Well, something just said, leave it alone. Well, you say, well, that wasn't God. Well, bless God, he didn't do me that way. Well, okay. That's what I said a while ago. He deals with everybody individually. All right. So one day I told her, we was coming home from church, and you heard the story. It was the dead of winter, and, you know, ice and everything, and Brother Holland, Brother Lewis, and there was another brother, I can't remember his name, but, you know, I know there was three of them. And I told her coming down the road, I said, we're going to have a baptismal service this coming Sunday or ever what it was, what, you know, it was going to be. And she was real quiet. I said, Brother Holland, Brother Lewis is going to get baptized. And I called that other brother's name. I can't remember him because he went on, never did get baptized. Because he's too cold. And he is the only smart one in the crowd. Be honest, because it was, the water fountains were froze this high, sprayed up in Gainesville. And we had to go out on Lake Lanier on the icy blowing off for her to have for the baptism. Well, you know, I was driving along and I said, well, Brother Lewis, Brother Holland, that brother, I said, they're planning on getting baptized this Sunday. She said, I thought I would too. I mean, that was a shock. Now that wasn't no easy little, you know, that was a shock. Well, you know what? She went out there, that's what I'm saying. They baptized her. We had to go to a little old, didn't have no heated bathrooms, didn't have nothing. Had a little old Johnny House looking concrete made thing for you to change in. And she had ice in her hair when we went in to take her clothes off and to do everything. You know, she meant it. Well, you know what? All of my arguing, right? All of my telling her all about how wrong she was didn't change a thing. Something else spoke. Right? See, to me, when you do like that, then you know what a revelation is. See, if it's a revelation of Jesus Christ, well then, why would we not want to read? I remember that, or the Christ of Mystery. And boy, just jumping into that and reading it and seeing the great things that he is bringing to us about that. But are you listening to what I'm saying now? Just honest. What is the new birth? It's a revelation. It's something that's revealed to you. No, I thought it's something that happened to me. That's what happened to you. The birth happened. My wife had been fully convinced by that time, and she walked right out into the water, and I was standing there, and I'm not joking, I had on a long, and ain't none of you ever hardly seen me, I had a long wool overcoat. And I was freezing to death. And as a matter of fact, I'd have been tickled to death if they'd have called it off. I'm serious. But they're serious. And they got it done. Meaning something had changed. Now do you see what I'm talking about, a revelation? You used to believe, oh, but there's got to be three gods. Got to be a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If I deny, a good old Baptist says, if I deny the Father, then I deny the Son, so I can't deny this. I've got to have all the three. It's got to be there. But then something happens one day and all at once. The prophet says, you're a Father, you're a Son, and you're a human. And you look at that and you go, why didn't I see that before? Why didn't I see that? See, it was revealed. Are you listening? Something was revealed. That it didn't make no difference. Now, I've told you my case. Some of you may not have been that serious that part about it. But hey, I was a deacon in a Baptist church. that you probably don't believe it, but check with them. That's all right. You can go from a Baptist to a Methodist. You don't have to be rebaptized. But you go from a Methodist to a Baptist, or from a Catholic or a Hoodoos or whatever, anything, you join the Baptist church, you're going to get baptized in that church. Right. If you don't believe me, go find out. It's almost to the point of water baptism and regeneration. That's very close to it. Because they will not have you. And if you go right now and join the Baptist church right now, you're going to get baptized again. Or they will not give you your little card showing you as a member in good standing. No, so what are you talking about? See, I put my whole life, my whole thing. The day I got baptized, I looked at Brother Moat, I said, that settles that. See, that day I knew I was going back to that church and tell them goodbye. Not hatefully, but lovingly to all of them, but telling them so long. Because I was contrary to that faith. See, something was made known to me enough to show me that I had put my whole life, everything behind it. There was no more to be a Baptist deacon, no more to be in anything. And if you're ever ordained a Baptist deacon, you are ordained for life. I don't care what you do, you'll be a member in bad standing. But you can, I'm still a deacon ordained in the Baptist church in Gillsville, Georgia. And I've been out of there over 50 years. Because that's the way they honor it. Like I said, they wouldn't let me be in charge of nothing. But they can't argue that point. Listen, church. You say, what are you trying to get at, Brother Dale? One thing. Has it ever been revealed to you? Has one God been revealed to you? Has it ever been revealed to you, sisters, it's wrong to cut your hair? I mean revealed. I don't mean just because somebody said, don't do this. You know. I remember when we was first coming to come into the message, and this certain brother was coming from certain states. Well, all the women would put on certain types of dresses and certain type of shoes, because if he didn't, they was going to get it when he got there. Now, you know that's true. Well, I didn't ever have no fear. He sat down in his house, talked with him. And I don't have no fear of it, because I didn't have no fear of that part. Maybe because I didn't have hair like women, but still I didn't have no problem. I'm asking you a simple question. Has one God ever been revealed to you? I mean revealed to you, not just your thoughts and something. Has it been revealed to you? Has it been brought to a basis that nobody can't take that away from you? Well, I had rather have that experience as a new birth than to shout all over the hilltops of the world. Because I got something to put it on. Well, I got the evidence that I'm born in. I don't cut my hair. I don't paint my face. I don't do that. I don't wear shorts. I don't wear this. That's not. Those are after effects. The birth is the birth of the Word. Yeah, but Brother Dale, we've always been taught, you know, cry and do that. That's wonderful. I know I'm arrogant and hateful when I say things, but, you know, they cry at funerals. They cry at weddings. Is that all you have is an experience? What is your experience? I believe right around, don't do that with me, please. Because it ain't going to convince me, and you ain't doing nothing with it. To believe Brother Branham was a prophet is an after effect. It's proof or something that goes with it, just like crying is an after effect of a baby. The prophet said it's whether or not the spirit in you agrees with the word. Come on. Yes, but I agree. I believe everything that prophet said. Amen. Now then, what are you going to do when he said the white horse rider was the Holy Ghost? Do you agree with that? That ain't in the word. And he corrected it, right? You get what I'm talking about? That's what I said. Don't throw it at me because it don't work. I believe everything the prophet taught. There's some things Brother Brown taught that when he taught them, they were incorrect. Oh, no, no, now, Brother Dale. Now you're going too far. I wouldn't be saying if I couldn't back it up with what he said. Right. He said, I used to think Jesus loved me and God hated me. You remember that one? He said, until I found out it was the self-same person. Right? You say, but Brother Dale, you're trying to destroy. If what I say about that is the truth, and I can quote what your prophet said, it's you that's got the problem, not me. But I'm asking you a simple question. When we come in this message, we had very little understanding of the Bible. Is that true? You know, most of that was twisted and warped up. But look at it today and see where God has brought you in the 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, or 5 years from where you started. Can't you see that you've been in a journey that has constantly been the word unfolding? Well, I've always just taught the new birth was something I done. Where'd you get it? Where'd you get that teaching from? It certainly was not from the Bible, and it certainly was not from the prophet. See, we swear by those things when it's not even in the Bible at all. See, that's what I'm talking about. I've told you my experience. For 2 years after coming in this message, I never claimed because I would just come into this message or whatever was doing, baptism and all of that, that I had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I would never accept that, even though I was told over and over, you have all of it. You've done this, you've done, well, what do you mean? You're saved. You got all, you've done this, you've done that. That's what I said. Well, I must have been saved the whole time because, no. And Brother Moat done everything in the world to try to help me to understand. And he said, I don't understand you, brother. I said, I don't either. He said, I know you're not looking for some great something to happen because he knew I could tell things that had happened. I could tell about seeing the angel of the Lord. I could tell about seeing those type of things. I said, Brother Moat, I don't know either. I just know there's one thing. I don't have a satisfaction. He said, all right, now I'll just tell you one thing. You're going to have to solve it one way or the other. He said, you believe the word, don't you? I said, yes, sir, you know that. And you know the way I study it and pray and reading 4 or 5 books a day and everything else. He said, just put it on the word. And say, God, reveal this to me. We were down in Athens, Georgia, there in the old called Holly Heights building there. Brother was preaching. We were sitting on the front row. And being old drunk sitting right beside of us. I don't know how that ever got up there, but me and Nanny both were, we went to the altar to be prayed for, and we got down to be prayed for, and, you know, everybody coming up laying hands on her. And something happened that she fell one way, I fell the other way. You said, well, did you get up having all this great understanding? No. No. Did God speak to you audibly and tell you you're saved? No. What happened? I got up from there and I said, thank you, Lord. It's all solved as far as I'm concerned. From this day forward, I go with you. There won't be any more of this wondering what this is and what that is. It's all settled. And from that day till this day, it's been a constant, progressive opening of God's Word. Now, I'll take that as my experience. Yes, but you never shouted, you never cried, you never spoke. No. And I'm not saying you're wrong because you did. I'm saying that's between you and God. Brother Brown said, whatever point you're born again under will determine that part. You know, the spirituality. If you're born again under an emotional, great moving group, you'll be emotional most of the time. If you're born again under some dry-like form, you'll be more of that form because it'll be according to your nature. See, I never had no great wisdom come down. No. But I knew it was solved. That was the end of it. And from that day till this, whatever started talking to me then has never stopped. I told you, I've seen God. When I was 11 years old, most of you heard that told over and over so many times that you don't have it memorized. Some of you have been here 50 years and you know I've been saying that. Well, I never said I was born again because I saw that. But my new birth has never stopped since that day. I've never had any trouble from that day on. As I would study the Word and wait upon God, He would come and speak to me. Never had any trouble. I just wait on Him. Well, Brother Dale, you're not an emotional person like I am. All right, I just explained that. Different people are different emotional situations and things. But what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. I thought that this message was the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is that the way you think? That's what I've always thought. That this message is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because that's where I've been getting all I've been teaching all the years is from this message. Well, Brother Bell, and that would be good if it was just some form of some emotional situation. Let me ask you, what's your prophet put his on? He was in the woodshed praying, right? He said, well, he saw this great angel come down. He never told it like that. He never told that as his new birth. If he did, you come show me. That'll end me. It's no problem. Because he never put it that way. He always put it on the opening of the word. You remember in the woodshed, he was took off and run down. Now, there's two or three ways Brother Run explains his new birth. All right, so you'd have to take each one of them. Some look like it don't compare to the others. Come on, read it. If you need any help, I'll help you. But one time he took off running down the railroad track. Huh? Shout and glory, hallelujah. Huh? What was his experience? Was Jesus Christ revealing himself to him? Huh? What did he put the whole message on? Jesus Christ being revealed to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to preach. Talking about a saved by grace through faith, through a journey. That God has revealed himself to you. It's not the great things that we think it is. It's to believe God. What was Abraham's great experience? That was wrote of in the Word. That he believed God and it was imputed unto him. Or imparted or reckoned unto him for righteousness. David cried out in his soul. But what did the prophet say? All he needed was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was the one thing David didn't have. Those people back there never had a baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was not for them. That's right. That's right. But they had a great experience. They saw visions. They had dreams. They saw great things. The dead raised, the sick healed, all kind of things. But it could not put them in the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it hadn't come. It didn't come until the upper room. But listen, church. Do you believe your prophet? He said, what is the new birth? He said, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. It's not you shouted, you cried, you spoke in tongues, you had all kind of things. All that is well and good. All of those things is enjoyable. But those things come after the birth. The baby cries after it gets here. Has God revealed himself to you? Ask you a simple question. Why are you trying to follow this message if he's not revealed it to you? You understand what I mean? Why would you want to try to follow the message if it's not been revealed to you? I'm talking about if the message has not been revealed. Has it been revealed to you that just one God? Has it been revealed to you that hell's not eternal? Has it been revealed to you that Malachi 4 is fulfilled in our day? How many more things do we need for to say that those things is made known? Well, I'd rather have that as my new birth than anything I could think of. Oh, but Brother Dale, if I'd have just saw visions like Brother Branham did. You can only be saved by a revelation. No, Brother Dale. What happened is, I wasn't intending to go, but I'll go this way and pick this other part later. The disciples spent 3.5 years in the ministry of Jesus Christ, seeing the dead raised, the sick healed, all kind of signs and wonders, all type of manifestations, feeding the people, doing all multiplying the food, every kind of a thing. It didn't save a one of them. Come on, they had to go to Pentecost. Now, if you think the new birth didn't take place on the day of Pentecost, may I remind you, wasn't it Peter that says, this is that which was spoken of by the prophets. The great upper room experience. And come on, church, listen. Don't try to pull aside. Just listen. I believe every born again believer that truly gets born again, that there's a lick of fire over your head when that takes place. Because the 120 in the upper room all had a lick of fire. Right? Well, then why wouldn't you believe you have a lick of fire? Because, come on, your prophet said, ever how he saved one, he's got to save all. The new birth to every person is the same. So then how could you put it as being some kind of, I've done this, I've done that. But the opening of the word comes to every individual in their Christian journey, and there is their new birth. Remember, the disciples walked 3.5 years with the Lord Jesus. Saw him after his resurrection, ascension, all the thing. And they come down to that part, what did they say? Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? They still didn't know what in the world he was talking about or what he was doing, right? Come on. They said, are you going to restore? They were still looking for a natural kingdom. But when they walked up in that upper room a few days after that ascension, and all at once, here come the power of Almighty God down. And don't you ever think that Brother Dale would believe in just a cold, formal, non-emotional new birth. Don't you think that, because that devil will take you away with that. Because it sounds like that's the way I teach, but it's not. I don't tell all that God does with me, because I don't want you building on it. What little bit he's told me is built too much on it. I want you born again. I want you with your own experience. I want you to be able to face God with your own experience. But mainly, I want you to be able to face the devil with your own experience. Something that you've got is real. Not just an imagination. But look, there we talking the other day about it. The Bible said that Jesus was seen of over 500 brethren after his resurrection. And he called them brethren. And only 120 made the upper room. Where was the 380? I ain't saying they didn't come on and get saved. They were called brethren. They didn't make it to the upper room. See, I'm a firm believer in an anointing of the Holy Ghost. I believe every born-again believer receives an anointing of the Holy Ghost. But I can go along with you, brother, but just don't, I can't follow you when you talk about the new birth as being a revelation. In the book of Acts, they had many fillings. Am I true? You Bible people, am I true? Many fillings in the book of Acts, one new birth. But many fillings. Many times when the Holy Ghost would come down in a group of people and great things, they'd already had the new birth. What is your new birth? I wish you would write down your experience. If you don't want me to let anybody else ever read it, and never nobody else see that but me, I'd like to hear your experience of what you put your whole form of salvation based upon. I've told you mine. I go through it every day. I believe in that being born again. I know you don't like these statements, but you consider them. You know yourself, most ministers in this message will never touch the seals. They'll never touch Daniel 70 weeks. They run like crazy from marriage and divorce. They won't talk about these things. But to me, they're part of my life. They're part of my life. That's why there's no fear to preach when you know where you're standing. I don't know everything. No, didn't say that. But there's one thing about it. Let it go. I've tried my best to get you to see for almost 50 years that I've been preaching here of what the new birth is. Believing it in 1969 to preach that the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man revealed in the last days. Brother Branham is a son of man. The bride is the son of man. See, that's where you divide it and they won't listen. You think you're throwing off on something. I'm trying my best to get you to see something. You realize that the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you received a revelation from Almighty God. Shouldn't that make you the happiest person in the world? To think that God would reveal himself to you? Yeah, but I just didn't know it. That's what I mean. Come on. You were sitting in a pew like I was listening to what was last night over again. I was talking about the new birth. You remember when I was talking about it Sunday? And I always told, and I believe it, that your new birth starts when you believe. But you know what? If you get up back right there in the back and you come this away, your new birth don't begin down here. It begun back there. the day or the minute you got up and started this way. Now I'm quoting Brother Branham. Your new birth began when something spoke to your heart. You can't deny what I say. What about the man that found the book? Where will you spend eternity? He goes to all. Brother Brown's telling it. Come on. He goes to Bill Oral Roberts's, the Billy Graham's. He goes everywhere. And none of them couldn't give him a satisfactory answer. He said, I give away all my money. And they said, well, you need to go to William Branham. Let him. He said, you remember when you picked that track up? Now, come on. The prophet said, when you picked that track up, he said, you started right there. The man said, you mean I've had it all the time? He said, yes. Well, I mean, he just picked up a tract and read it. He said, you made a decision. See, when you left back there, you know, you give an altar call and you get up and walk down. It's not the importance here. If you're praying for healing, you get up back there, start this way. I can tell you upon the basis of God's almighty word and not back off a split second. Aaron, sit down. You got it because you stood up and was coming this way. You don't have to come down here. That's God's word. But do we believe it that way? No, you want me to. Aaron, what happened was you was thinking today at work. Now, you was up on the building. You almost fell and something happened and you decided not to go that way. And you went over this way. You went, well, God was. That's well and good. If it's true. Right? Well and good. Give me the anchor of God's word. I want something that Satan can't impersonate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against nobody with gifts. I believe in them. Firm believer in gifts more than anybody in this building believes in gifts. And I don't back off of nothing on that. I've seen gifts. I know what they are. But see, most people don't know what a gift is for nothing. We talk about saved by grace. You realize gifts are grace? You realize God gave you a gift? And that's His grace? But you know what? That don't save you. Come on, because anointed ones. Come on. I know I ain't going to get very far, so I pray that what I've said on that part, that you will think about. A revelation. That you're saved by a revelation. When you got up, something spoke to you. Why can't you believe that was God that spoke to you? Well, the devil can do it too. Don't worry about him. Okay. He ain't in the show. That's where the trouble's at. You listen to what your prophet said. That man had eternal life from the very point of him just believing it. No. What about it? Maybe you don't understand the point I'm trying to get at. I'd rather have one word from God than all that everybody else could ever pile on. If you ever get a revelation, truly get one, you'll know the gates of hell can't prevail. And I'm not talking about a head knowledge and a hope so or just like that or something, you know, somebody calling you out. I believe in every bit of that. I believe in all the gifts. But somebody calling you out and telling you this and telling you that, that's well and good. But Brother Branham was the one that said it. He said, the gift don't save you. Gifts don't save people. But when you realize the giver is there. When you realize the giver himself is right there. Now you got something to stand on. Well, I thought the new birth was some kind of this, some kind of an emotional situation. That's where the wrong of the people's at. It never was. Get the birth, emotions follow it. Is that simple enough? Get the birth, emotions follow it. But maybe you've never had a revelation to where God would speak to you. And then you realize, hey, that discussion with a Greek scholar and we had said a few things backwards and forth and he was literally a Greek scholar. And he said, you know I can take the Bible and tear you to pieces. What he said? What would you have said? I said, I guess you're right. But he wasn't going to do it what he just said. And so I told him, I said, you've made the challenge. I didn't. As a matter of fact, he didn't challenge me. He challenged Brother Moat. Brother Moat didn't hear him. I heard him and brought it to the attention to the whole group, and everybody knew what he was saying then. And I said, Brother, you got all you want on marriage and divorce. How many services do you want? I said, you want 2, 3 services? You want us to travel? I said, I will travel. Some way I'll be able to get off, or we'll have a representative to represent us. We'll give you how many times services you want. You want 3 services? We'll give you 3 services. 3 times, you know, 3 different times. I said, you can have all you want. I said, but all I want, sir, is 1 time to talk about the Word of God. I said, we're not going to take ideas and quotes. We're going to take the Bible. Well, he never said no more. I'm not trying to brag on that. I'm bragging on one thing. You see, if I can see that, if I can see it in the Word enough to know that Greek scholar couldn't tackle that word because it had already, he'd already failed and blowed it clean out of the picture. So I was going to let him blow all he wanted to. Then I was going to remind him of that. And I did remind him. You see, church, if you know what you're talking about, you don't have to worry about it. But if you don't know in the Bible, then at the mercies of whatever. See, to me, the new birth is the new birth. That's why I said to you, and I'll get back to this point. Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you don't understand earthly things, I'm paraphrasing it, but it's close, right? He said, if you don't understand earthly things, he said, how can I talk to you about spiritual things? He said, I say unto you, you must be born again. In other words, he was telling Nicodemus, you were born wrong. Come on. Nicodemus said, I don't understand it. I got all my lines and lineages is right. Everything's correct. He said, you must be born again. And you got to be born to water and spirit. He told him exactly what it'd take to bring a new birth. Right? He turned around and left. Do we know what the new birth really is? If we're going to get back to this, and we'll cover it. See, Brother Branham covered this, why I love it. That's in the message. He said, when God, he's first off, God has to call you. That's the number one thing. You can't come to God until he calls you. Now, that's scripture. We'll get to that. So when he calls you, you accept his call. And you walk forth with him. The rest of the journey will be made possible if you keep walking. If not, you'll walk away. Was not that what he was telling Nicodemus? I'm asking you a simple question as a thought. I've made my statement. I've always made it. I believe every born-again believer has the same experience. There is only one experience of the new birth. No, I don't agree with that. Well, come and show me then. Show me any more experience. There's only one experience. In that upper room, there was 120 of them. That was the only experience. The 3,000 that came in later downstairs had the same experience. Or else God done something wrong. I'm quoting your prophet. Everybody has the same experience because everybody has the same new birth. I didn't have no experience like Brother So-and-so had an experience. No problem. Did you have one yourself? Come on, musician, don't have to end it on it. Have you ever had one yourself? Something you know is real. And you take your experience back. Would we be qualified tonight upon what we believe? When it took 3.5 years for the disciples to qualify for an upper room experience. Am I right? It took 3.5 years for them to qualify. Now, could we qualify for an upper room experience tonight? If we do, we're going to have to come the same way they did. But I just don't understand you because you just like it's some kind of a something. It is the opening of God's word is the new birth. And the prophet said, the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Now, have you had a personal revelation of Christ? What about it? Let's stand. What we got? Have thine own way. Anybody have a need?
Have the new birth. Own way.
It's the birth of the Word.
Have thine own way.
The prophet said they took it. We'll get to these things.
Thou art the
they took
Father.
That Word and held it. And the Holy Ghost came to that word that they had held. That was their new birth. There is your new birth. For you to take the word and believe it. And ask God to quicken it. Whiter than snow, wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow.
Thine own way.
Has God revealed himself to you?
Wounded and weary, help me, I pray.
You ever had him to speak to you about something that was impossible?
Power,
and you just hold on and see it coming forward.
Touch me.
I ain't never beat nobody to try to run them away from church. I ain't never beat nobody to try to run them to it. It's a choice. There's some of you in this building today that 20, 30 years ago God told me you'd be here.
Fill with thy spirit till all shall see.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Christ,
I can't tell you.
Always living in me.
And I told Wade, the Lord already told me she was going to be ministering. He said, why didn't you tell me? I said, That'd be daddy calling and mama sent. And that won't work. Now you run, son. Run till you run your daylights out of you. Because the prophet of God said, God can't use somebody that volunteers. So don't volunteer. Run till he runs you down. You say, Brother Dale. He come walking back in one day and he said, it's over. I said, okay, it's over. We got it solved. But that sounded like he was trying to run him away. If I could run him away, it wouldn't have been God. You see, that's why I say, you tell things and people want to get built on an emotional situation or something that you tell. I tell that for the glory of God. Because I believe that's how real he is. I believe he's so real until he's right here with us and doing and seeing. You remember back a few years ago when a brother saw the pillar of fire at the platform. Saw it two or three different times at the platform. I didn't say nothing. One day he come in and he said, "Brother Dale, I saw that pillar of fire again." He said, "You mind if I tell the church?" I said, "No. I'll allow you to tell it now." He said, "But it's different from what, I said, "You tell it like it is." He said, "You was up here," and said, "that pillar of fire turned and went back there." A couple of brothers in the message got the great revelation that the pillar of fire was leaving the building. I just come out here and told you. I said, it'd be a good idea, if that's the way you believe, for you to go out the door. In other words, they're saying, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to stay right here." Said, "Yeah, but the pillar of fire was going out the door." I said, "The brother, he's welcome to get up here and tell it. He never saw the pillar of fire go out that door." He said, "No, I didn't." I said, "You saw him leave here and go back there. You didn't see him go out the door." I said, "Cause he never went out the door." I said, "The reason I'm staying here, I know where he went. He went from what I'm trying to preach, from me to you." He went right back into congregation. And that's all I've ever wanted, is to see Christ living in the people. The greatest honor, the greatest thoughts could ever be, is to see Christ living in his people. You say, "I don't have no problem. I can just talk and talk the rest of the night about things." Well, Brother Tatum had a dream one night, and he come and told me. He said, "I saw two snakes." I said, "Don't worry about it, I got them by the tail." He said, "Well, you think you know?" I said, "Yeah, I think I know." I said, "We're going to let them manifest herself. Then it won't be no problem." If Brother Tatum was here, he could witness to it. You know he wouldn't lie about it. I said, "But Brother Tatum, here's the way I stand." I said, "I might be one of those snakes that's going out the door. You better know the difference." That's all I say to you. You got to know whether or not you've got an experience. I can't tell you about your experience. He can. But it's so simple. You mean it just me believing? That's where it starts. But if you stop believing, your salvation stops. That's why I say, why do you want it built on any kind of signs and wonders? Listen to the word. See what the word says. Lord Jesus, you know we was going another way, and we changed our ways of going, and it's up to you, and you just have your way. You help us to understand the one thing, Lord. We believe in a firm understanding of a new birth. You told Nicodemus, said you must be born again. You didn't have to explain to him what you were talking about when you said you got to be born of water and in spirit. He knew immediately what you were saying, but he just couldn't put it into his own life. So he walked away. Yet he was close enough until he'll get eternal life as a witness for standing for the truth. What a wonderful God we serve. We thank you. As we go home, you take care of everybody. Give a safe journey. Let your love and your grace be with each one of us. Remember the sick among us, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ and believe in you and thanking you. Have your way and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Remember the services the weekend.
Jesus has a table spread. Where